political race for San Juan County Commissioner in southern Utah has become emblematic of the fight over public lands, gerrymandering, and Native American sovereignty. The Mountain West News Bureau's Eric Newman has this profile of the man at the center of it all.
On a sagebrush and juniper-studded mesa in San Juan County, Willie Gray Eyes is showing me a place he knows well.
We're on Paiute Mesa, San Juan County, Utah. And this is the place where I was born.
Nearby, a collapsed wooden fence marks the place Gray Eyes' family kept their herd of sheep. He says it's also where his umbilical cord is buried, an important rite in his Navajo culture.
So you have ties with the earth there, plus your livelihood.
This fall, Gray Eyes is running as a Democrat for one of three county commissioner seats in San Juan County. The region's best known for the Bears Ears National Monument and heated disputes about control of public lands. It's also known for gerrymandering.
A fight is still raging in one Utah county.
In 2016, a federal judge ruled that the county was racially gerrymandered and that the districts unfairly emphasized the voting power of white residents over Navajos. That ruling gave Gray Eyes hope, but it hasn't been an easy ride. Earlier this year, he was kicked off the ballot after an opponent said he lived in Arizona, not Utah. Gray Eyes' community, Navajo Mountain, is almost exactly on the state line. He showed me his family home, a two-bedroom house within the Utah boundary.
We don't have any running water. We don't have any power lines out here. Nothing. Mainly, it's just a place to stay.
He's not there all the time. Right now, he says he's staying between his sister's and his daughter's homes, who also live in Utah. Gray Eyes says he's been a registered voter in the county for 18 years, and the non-residency claim was just a ploy to get him out of the race. A federal judge sided with Gray Eyes, and now he's back on the ballot. Neither the San Juan County clerk who took him off the ballot or Gray Eyes' current Republican opponent, Kelly Laws, were available to comment for this story despite multiple attempts to reach them. Gray Eyes, though, is happy to talk. He says the drama may have worked in his favor.
That is a plus free advertisement for me.
Now, he says, he can concentrate on the issues facing the county. The Bears Ears Monument, for one. He's been a major critic of the Trump administration shrinking it late last year. He says he also wants to focus on improving services to the Navajo community. He takes me to the edge of a dirt road that winds from Navajo Mountain down into a nearby canyon. The skeleton of a rusted-out car rests several hundred feet down.
Five students came off the cliff up on the corner, landed down there. Five young high school students.
He says a simple guardrail could have prevented their deaths.
San Juan County has the authority and responsibility to establish certain things, services, particularly basic service. They have never done that.
That's not something Republican Phil Lyman agrees with. He's a current San Juan County commissioner. He says the Navajo Nation often refuses the county's help.
We've worked harder than anybody and a huge expense and sacrifice and effort to try to put services on the San Juan County side of Navajo Nation. We're talking about a sovereign nation.
And he says negotiating between the county and tribal government can be messy.
It's not as black and white as, hey, these roads are less improved than the roads off the reservation, therefore San Juan County must be racist. There are real challenges when you try to operate on the Navajo Nation.
Gray Eyes counters that the tribal jurisdiction argument is just an excuse.
Well, if there's a jurisdiction problem, address it. Work with it. Put a rope around it and tame it and bring it over. Let's settle it.
He says only then can officials help break down the barriers between the two sides. And the stakes for this year's midterm are high. If Gray Eyes is successful, it will likely shift the power dynamic in the county from majority Republican to Democrat. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Newman.